This is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, Kat Arney and Dave Ansell. And it's been snowing here in the UK a little bit. Well, a little bit where I am. And that's not something that happens very often. And most of us imagine snow. You think of bright white mountains, the Alps, the Rockies, swishing down and going and having the apres ski afterwards. But we don't have that kind of money here on The Naked Scientists to go on piste. And in fact, we've sent Mira Synthillingham to go and find out in Milton Keynes how you make snow in the UK.
Yes, it is the season that many of us decide to go skiing to various resorts around the world. But this week, I'm at a place that you can ski that's in the UK and also inside. I'm at the Milton Keynes Snow Zone, part of the Xscape Adventure Complex in Buckinghamshire. Now, in front of me, there are three snow slopes, two of which are up to 173 metres long and 20 metres wide. The best bit is that all of these slopes are actually made of real snow. But what does it actually take to create the snow that's in here and fill basically a big dome like this with tons and tons of snow? Well, here to tell me all about it is Richard Shears, who's the facilities manager here at Snow Zone.
The temperature at the moment, Mira, is -2, -3 degrees. Up above us are some large radiators. Within the radiators, there are six large fans. These fans blow air across the radiator. And the radiator is cooled down to minus 16 degrees with an antifreeze mixture inside there. When we're running at full capacity at 100% fans, it will chill the air down to probably minus 6 degrees. And that's the temperature that we make the snow at.
Can you just describe the actual structure here of the slope?
Yeah, underneath the snow is a large concrete slab stretching from the base of the slope right up to the top of the slope. The concrete slab is covered with an insulating material, and on top of the insulating material is lines and lines of 20mm pipes, and these 20mm pipes contain the antifreeze mixture, which is cooled down to minus 16 degrees, which when we run water over the pipes, it freezes and gives us a depth of ice down to probably 30 to 40mm thick of ice, or ice layer underneath the snow.
OK, so now to find out how the snow's actually made, we're going to head up to the snow bar, which is on the second floor and looks out over the snow slope, so we can actually see the sprayers that the snow is created from. So let's head up there now, because I actually can't feel my fingers at the moment. Now, Richard, you create up to 1,500 tonnes of snow here, all with these sprayers that seem to be located at different positions around the room. How do these actually go about creating the snow?
The snow is created by using high-pressure water and air, which runs through what we call a snow gun. The water and the air are broken up into fine particles, then blown out at high pressure into the atmosphere of the ski box. When the mixture hits the atmosphere, it freezes into a fine snowy mist, which lands onto the ground, which forms real snow.
What other conditions need to be maintained to just get the maximum snow created here?
During the night, we can drop the temperature of the ski box down to minus 6-7 degrees, providing the humidity is right in the box. We can make the snow at that temperature. Obviously, the higher that you can drop the snow from the snow guns, the longer it has to form, the better the snow can be made.
But how does this actually compare to the snow we get outside? Is it the same?
The structure of the snow is a little bit different, where you have nice snowflakes outside and they're allowed to form, can probably fall from 30,000 feet, and we're falling from 40 to 50 feet. The ice crystal doesn't have that time to actually form and grow. Outside, every snowflake that you get is different. If you put them under a microscope, you see the shapes all different. In the snow we get here, because it's a controlled environment, it's an ice crystal that comes out, but they're all formed in the same structure.
And what do the actual crystals look like? Are they quite spherical then?
Yeah, they're round. If you put them under a microscope, they're all uniform. They're all round, yeah.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you, Mira.
We've been talking about this snow so much now, and I can just see all these skiers out in front of me that I really need to go and try it out for myself.
So it's possible to practice your skiing without paying hundreds to go abroad, and thanks to really cold buildings and really high-pressure water vapour. And there's going to be a few more real snow slopes like this all over the country, and that was Mira Synthillingham talking to Richard Shears from the Snow Zone in Milton Keynes.